that says the great entertainers reach out and grab everybody in the house. And they have such individual styles that they are unforgettable as people, as well as entertainers. The only two that I know of, and shall we say the younger generation, ostensibly, this should have died like the boxing game died with television, you know, when the small fight club closed up. This kind of entertaining should have died when vaudeville went up, because that was the training ground that led to the Palace or the Winter Garden or what have you. Danny Meehan, great song and dance man. I said the first time we did a show with Danny that if you walked in and you saw Gene Kelly or Maurice Chevalier or Sammy Davis Jr. working in a coffee shop, a folk coffee shop in the village, at the peak of their career, you know, when they were Gene Kelly and American in Paris, Sammy Davis and Mr. Wonderful, or whatever, he's better now. Maurice Chevalier, anytime from 1900 until now, I guess. It would be just as amazing as walking into this place and finding somebody like Danny Meehan, particularly in this so-called day and age. Will Holt is my favorite what is it, because he does so many things so well. He is a leader singer, a folk singer. He is a show singer. He is probably one of the two best exponents of the music of Kurt Weill and the lyrics of Bert Brecht. He is a composer of no mean talent and no little success. So what we're going to do is put them together on the same stage, and they're going to trade back and forth, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be exciting. So, Will, Danny?
Here's where we bring back radio, right?
Do
what you want to do. Listen, I tell you what we'll do. Are you rolling over there?
We're rolling.
We got to get right off the ground with a song I love that Will does from Bloomer Girl.
Yes.
Right? Everybody drop their bloomers. He's going to do a song from Bloomer Girl.
Thank you.
scratches, I'm going to let Danny do his song while I recover.
I haven't done in years. I'm going to try it out on
you. Yes, go ahead.
Are you not my first lover? Did you get the ball? But my heart was beating times and you knocked at my door. You're not the first one I've known, love is young. But it was just clean fun and all those other songs. My heart is secondhand, yeah, my heart is secondhand. But there aren't many scratches.
I'm wild about. I saw Will do it across the street at the, well, I better not mention any other places. What the heck?
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, yes, over at the Village Gate, right? It's called Pecola.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, it's more apt for this place, though, than it is for over there, because it is about a rotten kind of bistro. As a matter of fact, I must say it is so rotten it makes the bitter end look like a nunnery. As a matter of fact, Fred Weintraub, the owner, erstwhile, should begin to sweat a little bit on this because it is about the rise and fall of one of those fabulously successful cheap places.
In the heart of Saint-Germain-de-Fay, there's a place that's rather déclassé, where the underworld art Paris go to play.
Incredibly dank.
everyone applauding. Fred! Why doesn't Fred applaud on this one? He walked out the door.
Yeah, where is Fred?
He mustn't take these things personally.
No, it's in Paris. You know, that reminds me of the
French. France.
Yeah, France. That reminds me of that.
You're going to do a French song, Danny.
Done if I don't, I'll die.
All right, do a French song.
I'll tell you why, though. I want to tell them why first. The reason I do this song is the first time I heard it was, I must have been 1939, and it was Charles Trenet. And he wrote it, and he made a record of it, and somebody told me, a friend of mine, my father was a jazz pianist, that it sold, you know, millions of copies in France. I got this thing. Of course, I was too young to realize. It just doesn't make any sense. See, I thought it was double talk. So then he became a big star. And years went by, and Edith Piaf made a record of it and made her a big star. And then a few more years went by, and Yves Montand did this song, made him a big star. I gotta do this song.
Not only do you have to do it, but I'm going to go boom right in the middle of it.
Go ahead.
Well, I can't sit on your middle. I'll hold it.
Go ahead. Lop and loopay, tick tock, tick tick. Les oiseaux de loc, tick tock, tick tick. Glou glou glou, fantoulet dandan. Et la jolie cloche ding dang dong. Mais bon, comme un truc très bon. Tout avec Louis bien bon, et c'est l'amour. Il chantait love and boom. All with me to say boom, carry boom, hallelujah. Tout est changé de prière et la roue de Dieu qui regarde aux fenêtres. Il y a de l'élan et il y a des montagnes douces, le mer, le soleil va paraître. Boom, l'astre de jour, c'est boom. Tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum, Dieu ne sait que boum boum, ça fait toujours boum boum, boum 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 boum, boum 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 boum, boum 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 boum, boum 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 boum, boum, my heart's going boum, all of a sudden boum, and it's because you are near me. Inside stuff, you know, we really haven't given him anything from we really, both of us come from.
Before you do, I have to say one thing to the audience. You know, he was singing here so simply and nicely, and you don't know, but I do, that he was singing in six flats. Not everyone can do that. I congratulate you.
No, because it's only a seven-story building. Take that out.
Out of it.
Anyway, we both, you know, come from really, I mean, got a lot of experience from Uptown, what they call the Broadway legitimate stage. Here, we're very illegitimate. And I would like to hear Will. He does a lot of, I've seen him audition many times. He does Cole Porter. Like, would you? No.
I was just doing somebody a favor. I wasn't really auditioning. I was just wanting.
He does Cole Porter. It's just, it's great. I would love. Could you?
Oh, I
would.
Well,
you do
some
Cole Porter?
This is my Jewish wedding music.
I love Paris in the springtime. And I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the summer when it's Christmas. I love Paris in the winter when it's arisen. I love Paris every moment. Let the flame of the one.
suddenly near. What's that I hear? Sounds like begin the beginning.
Thank you.
What usually is a bore, that business of, and then I wrote, because most people who wrote them, sang for their own, is not true in this case. And some of the loveliest songs that I know, and some songs that I'm sure you know, were written by this delicate wonder over here. Axel Schiff?
Lemon tree?
Oh,
all right. Yeah, lemon. Lemon tree, lemon.
Well, I shouldn't follow this.
Thank you.
Young dove, if you're dreaming of love, you've got to join in the chase yourself. Here's the story, so brace yourself. Love isn't born on a beautiful April morn. Love isn't born, it's made. And that's why every window has a window shade. For a couple that don't quite touch, love can't advance by chance. And that's why folks who never care for dancing dance. So my precious young dove, if you're dreaming of love, better make the most of your chance. Cause that feeling won't start in the gentleman's heart till you're in the gentleman's arms. Love isn't born, that's a fable to treat with scorn. Let's call a spade, and don't be crying wolf at every gay young blade. Remember, love isn't born, it's made. Love has to climb, it can't suddenly ring that chime. No climb, sister, time short. And you'll find there's no partition on a davenport. Till the cards are discreetly set. Here is a fact to say. A man won't take a taxi just to get no place. So my precious young dove, if you're dreaming of love, you better lead him into the trap. Or you'll never remain on a gentleman's brain. You're on the gentleman's lap.
There's a thing I want Will to do now. It's called Kill the Bird. Now, I know that sounds funny, but you'll love it. It's called Kill the Bird. By Alfred Hitchcock.
No, it's Till the Bird Sing. It makes an awful lot of difference, especially if you wrote the song and I did. Till the Bird is nothing title. Till the Bird Sing is not much more. It was originally called Till the Birds Sing in the Morning, but we couldn't get it on the marquee, so it's changed. Yes, what? Oh, you mean Big Small.
No,
all right. Actually, the whole thing started because I remembered when my mother and father were courting. This isn't the right way to start. They told me how they were courting. It was about 50 years ago in Maine, a little small town, and I must say it was another kind of world. To begin with, they had a dance every Saturday night in the Grange Hall. My father played the trumpet until he took up medicine. It was a better idea for everybody, I can tell you. And my mother played the piano, which had very few keys, but she played all the words. And my Aunt Lynn would go around opening and shutting windows to avoid drafts. And my Uncle Horace would freeze the ice cream. They don't have ice cream. And then there'd come the time when it'd be the last dance. And my mother would leave the piano and my Aunt Lynn would take over. And they would dance around this little Grange Hall. And then they'd all go out into the night. And to hear my mother tell about it now, and, you know, it's 50 years later, it was always, the moon was always shining. And the snow had always fallen on the ground. And they'd go home in a sleigh ride. And I began to think about this and kind of write a song, which is really not terribly connected with my mother and father, but just maybe the whole feeling of old-time dances and old-time love. Till the birds sing in the morning, the sun begins to shine. Roll you in my arms, love, tell you that you're mine. The last dark day before the dawn, the moon is watching the glow. First of all, I want to do a song with you because it's the kind of song, you know, if you're sitting in the audience, you have to sing this song. You never can because they throw you out. But now I'm up on stage, I do sing it and I'll come in where I can.
This is all off the cuff, believe me.
They'll believe you.
We get sunlight on the sand, we get moonlight on the sea, we get mangoes and bananas, you can sit right off the tree, we get volleyball and ping pong, a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got? We ain't got dang. We get packages from home, we get movies, we get shows, we get speakers from our skipper and advice from Tokyo Road, we get letters out from Percy, we get dizzy from the smell. What don't we get? You know damn well. We got nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need, there ain't no substitute for. There's nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There's nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. We feel lonely and we long for the fair and gentle sex. We would like to feel a feeling of the arms around our neck. We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood. Why don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but
brother,
there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way or shape or form like any
other.
There's nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There's nothing you can name that is Come on. All right.
The
tape
up.
You
want me to do one of your commercials?
Yeah, sure. All right, now. You know, one thing I want to say, Will is one of the first people in 365 years who was able to sing a famous song in its original tongue, German. And during World War II, it ruined him. And, you know.
Big now.
This song is American, blueberry fine. Corny as Kansas in August. High as an elephant. From the pens of those two American genii of American Musical Theater, Rodgers and Hammerstein, that's all right, remain seated.
Fixing ducks and geese for the curry, when I take you out in the furry, when I take you out in the furry, the friends and toss. Watch the friends and see all lovers, when I take them hot and sort of don't be focal pieces of the colors of the ride. Well, pop, pow, is a yellow deep poultry from the dashboard genuine leather. With eyes and skin, they'll roll right down in case of the change in the weather. Two fresh sides, like winking and thinking, there's no finer rig. I'm thinking, you can keep your rig if you think that's here. Two swap for that kind of little serve the friends and the swap.
Well, this song gained something, thank God. When it's translated into German, which it was during the war. I don't know how we ever won that war anyway, but we did. Yes, you can tell from all of those Volkswagens parked outside. And it actually was done by the OSS, the
version to debilitate the Germans. Now, they took all of these songs like Miss Otis Regret. Annie doesn't live here anymore. Which, of course, you all know is Fräulein Annie von Schönlein nicht hier. And they took this happy little story with a fringe on top and turned it into a German song. In the German version, the lights become bluer. Danke.
It wasn't worse.
Not yet. The air becomes heavier. You keep an eye on the garden. The tempo, a Teutonic clamp. There comes the story of a young German couple. He, Helmut Stanzin. She, Alina Dietrich. Taking a ride through the Alps, a cold winter's day. They stopped an inn for a glass of tea, and glass day. And they continue on until they are lost in the gloom which comes over Europe once every 3 years. Suddenly, it is all a dream. I'm clown. That's fun from maneuvers. He looks up out of the wreckage of World War II, and he sees it. A butterfly. Louis Milestone. He reaches for a shot ring bell.
Yeah, okay. Colt and Danny Meehan, recorded at the Bitter End, I'd say about a year ago. If you think this is a recent show, I wish it was, because I'd love to do another one. But it's a show that we promised you some time ago, some weeks ago, and unfortunately, it's a bit late, because Danny Meehan, who I thought was going to close at the Bitter End 3 weeks ago, closed Monday night, and he's on his way out to Chicago to Mr. Kelly's. So you'll have to wait some 3-4 weeks before he comes back to town. I understand he's going to be doing quite a bit of TV work. We'll let you know, because he is one of our favorite performers of all time. And Will Holt can be heard, seen, and appreciated in that 5 a.m. jazz, which is playing at the Astor Place Theater. Somewhere around, you know, Astor Place, 4th Street, in that area. Look it up in your newspaper. When we tell you about where these artists are playing, naturally, this is for your benefit, not for ours. We don't get paid for it. Now, we do get paid, however, for telling you about certain products. And this is for your benefit as well, and ours. I mean, let's face it, this is a commercial broadcast. And it's heard, incidentally, on WRFM at 105.1 on your New York dial. We didn't have a chance to tell you where we were coming from during the program, because we didn't want to break it up. However, the subject on the agenda is Scott and Packard. Now, last night we talked at great length about Scott products. Tonight we're going to talk at some length about Packard Electronics, because this is a good place to go. You know, if you're going to buy something that is, one, not inexpensive, two, that has a technical factor to it that might make you a bit nervous in terms of getting involved with over your head, let's put it that way. And three, if it's going to become not only part of the sonic atmosphere of your home, but also part of your decor, you want the name of somebody to go to that you can have confidence in, right? Well, our recommendation is, and has been, Packard Electronics at 33 Union Square West. That's between 16th and 17th Street, on the west side of Union Square. It's an unusual location for a hi-fi shop, but there are unusual people running it. The owner is Dave Haas. You'll find him downstairs. If there's anything you want to know about hi-fi in general, about sound in general, ask him. Ask him politely. His bark is considerably worse than his bite. He is a sweet human being and a gentleman. If there is specific information you want about hi-fi components, he'll send you upstairs, where Sal Lana and Arnold Kramerson are on the floor of the hi-fi department to show you all kinds of equipment. Now, we're not saying just listen to Scott. We're saying listen to Scott in comparison with other equipment. We think we have a sonic advantage up there. But in any case, the best advice that I can give you as a former hi-fi salesman or consultant or whatever else you'd like is to give your confidence to people like Sal and like Arnold, who warrant that confidence. They know their business. They know sound. They know how to fit it into your home. They know how to fit it into your pocketbook. And this is worth money in your bank. So a word to the wise should be sufficient. And now, since World War III is about the only thing that would be able to top Messrs. Holt and Meehan, I think we'll take it very quietly and listen to the virtuoso guitars of Presti and LaGoya for the remainder of the program. Thank you. virtuoso guitarist indeed. Presti and Nagoya are husband and wife, and all these arrangements are by Alexander Nagoya, with the exception of something we didn't play. That was a Bach Courant, and we go from the collaboration with no rehearsal, no preparation, and with great excitement of Danny Meehan and Will Holt to the beautifully practiced, beautifully rehearsed collaboration of Presti and Nagoya, and I don't think it's so inapropos. Apropos, however, of the playing of the guitar, I doubt very much whether the average American home has guitarists of this ilk in it. But if you don't have a guitarist in your home yet, you probably will, the way the guitar craze, I have to say, is expanding. I'm not sorry to see that. We've been encouraging this development for some time. I am now the only person practically in my entire acquaintanceship who plays no guitar whatsoever. I own two lovely guitars. My wife owns one. She plays more than I do at the present moment, and she just started. I took the same lesson four times from four excellent teachers and never went back after it. I'm just plain chicken. But now, that was my wife. Now I am in the position of some, you know, distinction, being the only person in my society that does not play the guitar. If you have a budding guitarist at home, may I recommend something? Get a Norelco Continental 401 tape recorder. It doesn't cost that much. It is capable of fully professional recordings. Depending, of course, on the microphone you use, that's the quality you're going to get. But the recorder itself I have used, and my face is shining out from magazine pages all over the country, looking wearier than I feel normally, saying, believe it or not, I used this machine for 2 years, a home machine for professional recordings, and met better than broadcast standards. You can, and of course anybody in the family, including an intelligent canine, can operate this machine. And for learning your mistakes and your advancement with a guitar or any other instrument, there is nothing like a tape recorder, and the guitar lends itself beautifully, fortunately. Whether you play three chords or whether you're involved with the entire Carcassi method or whatever, you have a friend in a Norelco Continental 401. And this is, I hope, a friend of the guitar, of recording, and of those of you who are listening, Skip Westner, saying good night and good sound to you.